Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. The Green Voice and Duquesne Light present the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast. That's underway. We're here at the Fairmont in downtown Pittsburgh. And question about a magistrate.
Never ends.
That sounded like they had come to some resolution to try to educate this magistrate on some of the elements and dangers of not putting violent criminals in particular accountable when it comes to bail and bond and those kind of things.
Xander Ornstein, I called him last week at 6 a.m. He hung up on me. He wasn't mean to me or rude to me. He just hung up. Didn't want to talk about what's going on. We've talked about this since last September when a guy appeared in front of him with over $9 million worth of drugs. Turned out to be $2 million worth of cocaine. And since then, he's released a significant number of convicted felons who were dangerous onto the streets. And the last one, about a week and a half ago, guy went on gun charges, felony charges, no bond, which means he walks. And the guy was already on probation, was already wanted with another warrant. And my question is it the judge or the system? Well, they wanted to take him off the streets. And they wanted to order him retrained for 3 months. It did not happen. Because as they found out from the folks on the judicial board in Harrisburg, they don't have the authority to do that. But what can they do and what are we responsible for? My favorite defense attorney, Bill Diffenderfer. Good morning, Diff. How are you? Diff.
We'll get him back on the phone.
It's kind of one of those days. Have you noticed this, sir?
It's Earth Day.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, we've got Bill Diffenderfer.
Yes.
Diff, is it?
Yes, Marty.
The system? Is it the system or the judge, or the magistrate in Ornstein's case, or both, sir?
Well, hopefully diplomatic as I am, I can tell you, I don't think it's the system. You know, as we talked, Marty. You know, we have a probation office with pretrial services that does a very thorough investigation of anybody charged with a crime. And all magistrates and judges review the pre-trial services report and recommendations. The recommendations list all prior arrests, all prior convictions, right, all prior failure to appear, nature of the charges, concerns, and a recommendation for a high bond, for no bond, et cetera, et cetera. So it gives either the judge or the magistrate a pretty comprehensive view when factors to determine whether or not to grant bond, or if you're granting bond, the amount it should be.
Hey, Diff, doesn't this become more of an ideological issue? Because he can do this, let people out without bond with impunity, and he has, and he can't be punished, right? He can't be punished. They can't. They tried to take him off for retraining, but they can't. So we're stuck with him, are we not, sir?
You know, looking at the big picture, obviously, you know, bad cases make bad law. I say that all the time, Marty. You want a judge, you want a magistrate to be independent. You want them to be free to choose as they will. You know, factors, the two factors to consider when a person's up on bond at his preliminary arraignment is, number one, is he a risk of flight? And number two, is he, if released, is he going to be a danger to the community? Now, when you have all these prior records, all these prior arrests, including arrests, I think when he was even on bond, obviously he's a danger to the community.
Yes.
That's got to be addressed.
He is.
And then risk of flight, you know. And when these things aren't addressed properly, and you know, most, if not all magistrates in my experience, always erred on the side of caution with the Commonwealth or with the pretrial services recommendation. And as I told you, there's an automatic review. Our Judge Borkowski, if bond's denied or it's excessively high, or if an attorney petitions for the right reasons, he'll review the case, and he's fantastic. So, you know, we have this one magistrate who's obviously, doing what he's doing. And, and I agree, it raises concerns. It certainly does.
Isn't he putting dangerous people on the street, sir?
Well, you know, if you have somebody with that many arrests, et cetera, that's probably the case, I would have to say. You know, I'm in front all the time arguing for my client's release. A lot of times with house arrest or things like that, conditions can be put in that do secure the community a lot better than just releasing them without bond. But each case, Marty, each case is very unique, you know, and when you have a guy, though, with a horrendous jacket, you know, and a lot of failure to appear, it's pretty tough to get bond in Allegheny County, I can tell you that.
And the fact is, Bill, he does it with impunity. Right,
You know, I mean, that's for you guys to decide. I, you know, obviously, I'm in
Come
front
on,
of the
man.
Guy, and I'm going to have cases in front of. But you know, I don't. I will tell you this. I don't understand him just letting them out without anything. I really don't.
Well, especially the violent criminals. That's the one that really concerns the community.
It's absolutely. You know, and when something happens, I mean, can you imagine being the victim? And knowing that this decision was made, and now you're a victim of this crime that should not have happened to you. Unbelievable.
But there's nothing we can do with him, honestly.
Well, I mean, listen, I would think the president judge, that they coordinate what magistrates do, the arraignments in night court, et cetera. I mean, if they pull him from the night court rotation or the, you know, so he's not doing preliminary arraignments, I don't know. You know, I don't know the intricacies of the system, but I would think there's some things they could do. I know this, if Jeff Manning was back on the bench, something would have been done.
Bill Diffenderfer. Scary. Thank you, Bill.
Diff, you're the man. Thank
you,
brother.
All right, guys. All right. Have a good day.
All right, more coming up from the Fairmont Hotel in Pittsburgh next on the Big K Morning Show. Tomorrow is primary election day, and last week we had a chance to talk to one of the candidates for Congress, Bhavani Patel, who joins us live on the Big K Morning Show. Good morning.
Bhavani, good morning.
Good morning.
Tough to kind of wrap your arms around the folks that don't seem to care about elections. Doesn't it trouble you that if we're lucky, we'll get a 30% turnout tomorrow, if we're lucky?
Yes, turnout. Yes, yeah, so, you know, we've been, like I said, crisscrossing the district and having a lot of conversations. And I think what's different about this is people are paying attention because I think, you know, there aren't a lot of races that are going on, and this is the main one. And
true.
I think people are really tired of sort of the extremist ends of both parties, and I think they're looking for a voice of reason. And when we've been, you know, at the doors and knocking, I think people are noticing that it sort of has eroded the ability to have civil conversation. And so, you know, we need somebody in this region who understands Western PA values and wants to bring people into the party and focus on actually delivering for the people and getting the job done.
Have you had a difficult time with name identity in this marketplace?
You know, interestingly enough,
I've heard this.
I think, yeah, you know, I personally have been spending a lot of time at the doors, and it's interesting, and we've been going to all parts of this district, and I haven't noticed a big challenge with it. I think, you know, we've run TV ads, and I think our ads are very effective and memorable. In addition to that, you know, we've also built a really strong grassroots movement. There's lots of, you know, people who have been volunteering for the campaign, which I, you know, we're very proud of. In addition to our labor endorsements and local elected official endorsements, I think there's been a lot of word of mouth that's been going around too as it relates to this race, because it is one of the main races that are going to be happening in this region. I would say, you know, obviously as a first-time candidate, I think there is some of that, but I think we've done a really good job of overcoming it to the extent that we could in the last 6 months.
Well, Larry, she's been on our show 2 times in a week and a half. You know how much Summer Lee's been on our show? 0. She will not respond to mainstream media. I don't take it personally, but it suggests to me that she doesn't give a damn about people listening in this marketplace. Is that fair? Do you think that a candidate just says, or a congresswoman just says, to hell with those people, I don't care what they have to think, I don't need to appear on those shows? Is that the way to conduct business?
That's actually part of the problem, right? And that gets to the root of why I think this primary is so important. And that's why you know, that's actually the root of my candidacy in so many ways. It's giving people a voice, right? People want to be able to see themselves reflected in their elected officials. And when you have an elected official that refuses to speak to certain groups, it's a problem. I was actually in the North Side yesterday door knocking, and somebody had mentioned my opponent's inability to sit down and speak with the Jewish Chronicle. That also is a pattern. You know, they've reached out to her on multiple occasions for comment, to have conversations, but she refuses to speak to them too. You can't pick and choose who you want to engage with, right? If when you're sitting member of Congress, you have a responsibility to show up for all parts of the community and to engage with everybody. You can't just pick and choose who you're going to represent and only go to places that make you comfortable. That, again, I think fundamentally dilutes the value of American democracy. And, you know, I come from an immigrant family, and I will say we have every responsibility to strengthen democracy in this country, because democracy takes hard work. And it's important that we recognize how precious it is. And I think, again, I think that's a big part of why turning out to vote tomorrow and voting your values is going to be incredibly, incredibly important.
I love your candidacy. I love your background. I really do. I'm going to be honest with you. I am still good friends with D. Raja. He's one of my neighbors. Insanely qualified. Spent about $7 million of his own money. Seriously. But could not win. And a lot of the data suggested, because this narrow-minded community is so old-fashioned in thinking that as soon as they heard that name, they couldn't vote for D. Raja. Do you feel that in this town? Is it tough fighting that? Your ethnicity,
you know,
your background.
Interestingly, no, actually. I think, you know, people in our region do want diversity. I think that they embrace different communities and different cultures, right? Different food. I mean, I think that's the beauty of being a member of this community, and that's the beauty of Western Pennsylvania. We've seen this community grow in so many different ways over the last 15, 20 years. Everything from, you know, the advancements that we're seeing at Pitt and Carnegie Mellon, small businesses growing, new people coming to this region. And obviously we have a lot more work to do to continue to push in that direction. But, you know, every time that I have had a conversation, I think if anything, it's curiosity, right? You know, where do you come from? What's your background? What do you believe? And that, I think, is, again, the beauty of my candidacy is that it's important to engage with people, right? I think anytime we start to label people as zero sum and start to tag people with labels, I think you're shutting people out. And that fundamentally, again, is a problem that I think we're seeing in Pennsylvania's 12th, but arguably across the country, right? I think that's one of the reasons why civic engagement has become so exhausting, is because people are just afraid to voice their opinions. It shouldn't be that way.
I wish you the best. I really, really do.
Bhavani Patel, Democrat for Congress, thanks for the time this morning. Good luck.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our visit to the Fairmont Hotel in Pittsburgh, the Big Game Morning Show, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin live, the Green Voice and Duquesne Light, presented the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Breakfast. 250 people representing different businesses are here at the Fairmont discussing ways they can improve the footprint of their companies and employees and everybody that lives here.
So on the 18th, so a couple days ago, Sheriff's Deputy Kyle Klein, he's walking right in front of the courthouse, no exaggeration, 12:45, from the police report. As I looked up in his direction, he said, "Hey, this guy, Tyrone Kelly, who was arrested," as if he wanted to speak to me. As soon as I said hi, he started punching me approximately five times. And it's very unsettling, very disturbing, and frightening. The sheriff is on the phone. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Kevin, this is scary as hell, is it not, sheriff?
Yeah, it's concerning at the least, for sure.
Yeah, there's several factors here. The fact that this deputy was attacked, and fortunately, Larry, he was able to subdue the guy and arrest the guy. Major factor is that this is still going on downtown. Right, Kevin?
It is. Yeah, they were pretty lucky that, you know, obviously he's in full uniform. He's adequately trained to handle those situations, but the video speaks for itself. I mean, he had very little time to react, and you know, I saw it. He was able to stop that threat very effectively before he or our other deputy or the individual himself got further injured.
Completely unprovoked. And let's say this, Larry. If this guy has a knife, that deputy could be dead, Kevin. I mean, it's that it happened that fast, did it not, sir?
Absolutely. If you look at the video, I mean, draw your own conclusion, but okay. I'm convinced that was a deliberate attack, and if he would have decided to use a gun or a knife, we could be having a whole different conversation right now.
Or what if it's my wife, or Kevin's wife, or Larry's wife, or even me? What the hell? This could happen at any given day, at any given time downtown, because that threat is there on our streets still. Is it not, sir?
It is. And, you know, there's incidents that confirm that. And, if it would have happened to maybe somebody that doesn't have that training or, you know, I mean, it could have been a much more serious situation.
We're with Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Cross. That said, Sheriff, so what's the practical part of this person being arrested, and then what is that process from there, especially when it's an unprompted violent crime?
So he's going to be charged accordingly, and he'll have his due process. But I think it's important to highlight the fact that this incident illustrates the issues that society today is facing when it comes to crime and mental health. And, you know, that's a much bigger picture than what happened on Thursday.
See, I love Kevin Krause, and that's why I love what he's saying here, because, look, man, at the end of the day, as Kevin just stated, Larry, this guy has mental illness. So really, if we're talking about how it should be handled, Kevin, your guy did a hell of a job. Amazing. And they arrest this guy. But they bring him to jail. But I could argue, and so would you, that why? He can't get any better in jail. He can't get treatment in jail. So he'll be released on maybe no bond at all, Kevin.
Well, he hasn't been taken to the jail yet. He is receiving some treatment. But I don't think I can get too much far into that. But
sure.
But there's multiple issues at play right now. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our job is to do everything we can do to keep people safe in the matter which we think is most appropriate for, you know, tailored for each different situation. But certainly I thought that was a very dangerous situation when you have two, you know, uniformed police officers, sheriff's deputies, walking down the sidewalk, and this guy comes off the wall intentionally to assault him. And
it's crazy.
It's dangerous.
And you also said this, and it makes so much sense. Big picture, in America today, in downtown L.A., 50,000 people homeless, a major portion of those folks mentally ill. All these years later, Kevin, and as a sheriff, your deputies see mental illness every single day go untreated. We still can't wrap our arms around it, can we, sir? How to treat the mentally ill exhibiting criminal and sometimes dangerous behavior, sir? We still can't figure it out, can we?
I mean, again, that's a systematic issue that needs to be addressed. But, I mean, it needs to improve across the landscape of what we're trying to do, and you know, mental health certainly comes into play when you're trying to maintain public safety and, you know, safety of the communities.
And think about this. This is lunchtime, downtown Pittsburgh, in front of the courthouse. This guy didn't give a damn.
Sheriff Kevin Krause, appreciate your time, Sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll check in with Colin Dunlap as we wrap up our final hour from the Fairmont on Sustainable Business Breakfast Earth Day here in downtown Pittsburgh next. Earth Day 2024, and we're wrapping up our visit to the Fairmont Pittsburgh Hotel. The Green Voice and Duquesne Light presenting the 9th annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast. 250 attendees sold
nice.
Out. And
yes,
Rhonda
nice.
Zegarelli, want to thank you for your invitation, your hard work to help put this together with your team.
Thank you very much. Happy Earth Day. We are so grateful to be here, and we are so happy for this broadcast. It's been fabulous working with KDKA and your team, and it's wonderful. This event started out 9 years ago with 30 people in the room, and now it's a full house at 250 with 14 panelists,
cool.
great monitor, Grant Irvin, so we couldn't be more thankful. There is more and more interest in sustainability, so the Green Voice is our newsletter,
yep.
and we're very happy that the conversation continues to grow year after year, so we anticipate it just keep growing and getting better, so thank you for all your support.
And you are the daughter of the great Arnold Zegarelli, who I love and has been a force of positivity in this town for a long, long time, so give him a hug for me.
I'm going to give him a hug and right back at you. He feels the same way.
And Rhonda's using her magic to help with Yinzerfest at the convention center that starts Thursday through Sunday.
It's going to be fun. See Yinz there.
It's a celebration of all things Pittsburgh.
In honor of Earth Day.
Not so much.
No.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Honor of Earth Day.
I'm not going to shower. Change underwear.
Wow.
Or flush the toilet for a week, Larry.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what to say. In honor of Earth Day.
I'm speechless.
See what you've inspired?
I'm going to go to the
so
bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom outdoors with Rosie, our dog. How you doing?
On that note.
I'm glad I've given you such inspiration
this morning. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Yinz having that Earth Day.
Rhonda, thank you.
Thank you so
and
much. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it. Wonderful guest.
Anthony Alfonsi, too, your team.
Yes,
for making it happen.
He's here at 3 a.m.
We want to thank Seth Davis,
who
is here producing on site. Samantha McGill back at the plant with her Earth shoes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.